Friday's announcement from Tyson Foods has put a ripple of concern through not only the workers, but their families and those within the community. Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen said conversations have been taking place since Friday, knowing that the plant is set to close most likely at the end of January.
Well, there's no question. Rumors have been flying, and I'm one, as the governor of Nebraska, working hard to stay focused on facts and data. And the data was crystal clear that the packing industry has been having a hard go because of the lack of cattle numbers. As a producer, we've never worried too much about them because it ebbs and flows. The reality is every packing plant in the country has backed off their shifts and decreased the hours, cutting the workforce down to 32, in some instances less. Very, very difficult to provide for a family. So I think that the interactions that I've had since Friday morning, it's been one to American-owned packer, Tyson. It's really important that that company is successful, and they're making the best decision possible. I think for anybody to think that they've made that decision lightly and without any care is just not the way it is. However, what's really important is we've got to pick up the pieces and work together because we have a lot of great families. Lexington's the all-American city. In the 70s, it was recognized as the all-American city. In my view of the world, all the people that I know in Dawson County, it's exactly that way. And so we've got to work hard to figure out how to make some things happen. The good news for Nebraska cattlemen, we have a new producer-owned plant that's ramping up in sustainable beef in North Platte. That's an hour drive away from Lexington that will be able to be strengthened and create great opportunities for the people, a large number of people. I think that the number that I've gotten from sustainable beef is like 35% of the new workforce is already from Lexington, and they'll be able to have more. So that's going to be a good step. When we were in Israel last week, three weeks ago, the beef plant in Hastings, that plant is going to go from 500 head to 1,200 head, providing kosher beef for Israel and Jewish communities. So those are good news with growth. And this change creates other opportunities for the cattle industry, cattlemen. I'm a believer in farmer-owned processing plants, whether it's beef or pork. I think it's a great opportunity for Nebraska cattlemen to come together and create another model. And so I think those are things, but we're working really, really hard. Been put a lot of energy into working with the Secretary of Agriculture and her team and over the weekend and trying to come up with some options that could be impactful and make sure that the people of Lexington have opportunities and keep Lexington being a vibrant community. This isn't the first time this has ever happened. It's not the last. We've got to run government. We've got to run our state like a business. We got to come together and solve problems. And that's what we're working on doing.
Well, and as you've mentioned, Governor, I mean, Lexington is very strong. But there's a lot of concerns from businesses to teachers in the school system, wondering if they're going to have the students to teach. And in the statement that you had put out on Friday, you talked about how the state of Nebraska is ready to build for the future and to see what you guys can do to support employees affected by this change. What are some things that you guys in your early discussions are looking at doing?
Well, we're just simply working on every option possible. I talked to lots of cattlemen. There's a lot of cattlemen that would really, really like to be involved in possible purchase of the plant and keep it running, speeding up and making the sustainable beef plant be able to take care of more processing. There could be possibilities. Everything's on the table, and we're all in the early exploration stages of making that happen. So to get into the detail publicly certainly wouldn't be appropriate, but you can be rest assured that there's everything on the table to be able to create opportunities. You know, Lexington, this isn't the first time. If everybody remembers, that was built as a New Holland plant a long time ago. And, you know, we'll work together with all the local officials and with business. You know, I'm a believer government doesn't solve the problem. Business leaders, farmers, and ranchers do, and we've got the best in the world here in Nebraska, and we'll all come together and solve it.
Well, lots of things will be happening, a lot of growth, a lot of changes for those in the community, but as you mentioned, Nebraska is strong, and so is this beef industry, so some great opportunities to head their way.
Yeah, I think that, this has been 5 years since this culling happened to our family, and you can be rest assured everywhere I've gone in the great state of Nebraska is great business leaders, farmers, and ranchers are in need of more people. So the people of Lexington, there might be a little movement, but there, when you think of an hour drive around Lexington, there's a lot of milk and honey, and there's a lot of opportunity, and there's a lot of people in need of great people. So when you just take a look and think about everything, 1 hour circle around Lexington, Nebraska, I think we're strong and vibrant. We just got to start thinking a little differently and look for more opportunities.
Governor, has Tyson given you a date? Because their news release didn't say much as to when they were planning to close the plant.
Yeah, I think that the date I got from them was that they're looking at towards the end of January. A lot of things go into it, but, they had decreased. So, you know, let's just say that the plant was probably processing around 3,000 head of cattle a day. So, you know, there'll be efficiencies and increases in productivity, but that, you know, I would say the date right now would be towards the end of January is what their plan is. They're obviously doing a lot of things, trying to figure out other opportunities, and then we are as well.
Perfect. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that what's really important for all of us when something happens, many cattlemen understand. Many cattlemen have told me for a long time the prices, are not sustainable. The food chain's a fascinating economy, and it ebbs and flows. And as I've said forever, we the farmers and ranchers are bosses, the consumer. We have to raise the best and the best in the grocery store for the least every day. And this is a process of that.
That's Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen talking about the announcement from Friday of Tyson in Lexington set to close. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.